Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program, a program to help businesses and workers make it through the slow times. Learn more about this alternative to layoffs at sharedwork.mo.gov.
Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. NCAA and Big 12 officials have been in contact with Kansas City event leaders about a proposed constitutional change involving same-sex weddings in Missouri. Kansas City manager Troy Schulte told KCSP Radio that both organizations are monitoring the status of the resolution that would ask voters if businesses and religious organizations should be protected from penalties for declining goods and services for gay weddings.
They've expressed their concern. We're going through the bid process led by the Sports Commission to put together a next round of bids. If this issue is still lingering out there, what do you think our chances are of getting additional events?
Supporters of the measure argue that it would keep the government out of the people's business. The resolution passed last week in the state Senate and is headed to the House. Democrats still angry over their filibuster of a same-sex marriage ballot issue being broken could continue to slow down business in the Senate. But their leader doesn't expect that to include the budget. Mike Lear reports.
Republicans last week ended a more than 36-hour filibuster with a motion that forced an end to debate and a vote. Senate Democrat leader Joe Kevany says there is still a lot of tension in his caucus and it could continue to slow down some Senate business. He doesn't think it will direct that at the budget, though, even though getting it out early is a Republican priority.
I don't think we'll intentionally slow down the budget because of this. But the budget's going to be pretty hard to deal with on its own.
Republicans want to finish work on the budget early enough to be able to overturn any vetoes or restrictions Governor Nixon makes in it before the session ends in May. The Senate is beginning work this week on the House's $27.1 billion budget proposal. Mike Lear, Missouri Net, at the Capitol.
A delegation of Missouri officials will be visiting Israel for a trade mission next week. Governor Nixon will lead the group, which he says will focus on strengthening ties and recruiting high-tech foreign investment to Missouri. Chelsea Clinton visited Columbia today to campaign for her mother, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. She talked about plans to continue the Affordable Care Act and support for K-12 education. Tomorrow is Missouri's presidential primary election. A woman has died after her car was hit by a train on Sunday evening in southwest Missouri's Christian County. 75-year-old Esther McNutt of Marionville was killed in the accident. A southwest Missouri Police Department vehicle has been stolen with a police dog in the back seat. The white Dodge Durango and canine were from the Indian Point Police Department in Stone County. They were taken this morning. The license plate of the vehicle reads 101. You are listening to Missouri Net News.